BBC News with Julie Candler. Police in Brazil have carried out new raids at premises linked to the Olympic Council of Ireland over allegations about illegal sale of tickets. Three people whose passports have been confiscated were asked to attend interviews at the local police station, but no arrests were made. Patrick Hickey, a senior Olympic official from Ireland, was earlier detained over the ticket sales. With the Olympics in their final day, the Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge has won the men's marathon. The closing ceremony starts in a few hours' time, and roads have already been blocked around the Maracanã Stadium. President Erdogan of Turkey says the suicide bomber who carried out Saturday's attack in Gaziantep was aged only between 12 and 14. Mr. Erdogan believes that Islamic State militants probably ordered the bombing, which killed at least 50 people at a Kurdish wedding. 36 people have been hanged in Iraq in connection with a massacre carried out by Islamic State militants. It involved the murder of up to 1,700 army recruits in 2014. Most of them were Shia Muslims. A dual suicide bomb attack by the Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab has killed at least 15 people in the central city of Galkayo. It's the second attack in 6 months on a city which has previously escaped the worst of the violence that has afflicted much of Somalia. The Prime Minister of Singapore, Lee Hsien Loong, has said his successor must be ready to take over from him after the next general election. He made the comments not long after collapsing during a speech at the country's National Day rally, bringing the event to a temporary halt. The Ukrainian authorities say a Russian opposition activist has requested asylum in the country. Roman Rosloftev crossed through Ukraine from Belarus early in the day. He told local television he was seeking asylum because of persecution by the Russian security service. BBC News.